The purpose of step four is to take the client's need and want and the value they have associated to having that satisfied and connecting it with and linking it with the product and service that we actually have to offer. During the presentation of what we are actually selling, we'd want to utilize the potential client's preferred representational system. We'd want to be utilizing any values or meta programs that we'd actually elicited. We'd also want to satisfy their convincer strategy, whether they're automatic convincer, number of times convincer, period of time convincer, or never convinced, and also fire off our anchors for needing and wanting. All of this we'd want to bring in whilst we were presenting the product or service that we actually wanted to have the client purchase from us. As far as the convincer strategy, somebody's automatically convinced, well, they're automatically convinced, there's nothing to do. The challenge with somebody who's automatically convinced is they'll be automatically convinced about your product today, but they'll be automatically convinced about your competition's product tomorrow. If somebody has a number of times convincer, let's say a 3 times convincer, you might need to actually show them or take them through or have them experience your product or service 3 times. If it's over a period of time, then how do you get around that? Let's say that somebody had a 2-week period of time convincer. You don't really want to wait 2 weeks. So one of the things you can say is, you know, I've been so busy, I don't know about you, but it seems like almost 2 weeks since we first started discussing this. It's not guaranteed to work, but in some cases it does work. Then we have the consistent convincer, the person who's never convinced. Here's one way around that. Again, an example from my own experience selling training. You know you'll never be convinced. Which point in time, the person who has a consistent convincer will begin to nod to you. You know you'll never be convinced. So the only way that you can know that this training program is the training program for you is to do it. In many cases, that short circuits the consistent convincer and they go ahead and decide to do the training. So in step four, we've presented to them what we have, utilizing all of the information that we gathered in step two. We now only have one more step, which is step five, asking for the business.